Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
State runner-ups last year, and they had two huge games scheduled for this week against Totino Grace, which was a huge game, and then Eastridge, and they had to cancel both because of COVID. So it infected their team as well. And joining us right now is the head coach, Jerry Klein. Coach, how are you today? You're back on the court again, or where are you at?
Yeah, safety measures. Maxie, again, thanks for having us, and thanks for the coverage. We had to do the right thing, Maxie. Last Tuesday, we got a couple of positive cases, and through our program and through our players and our team, and then also just the A1 just hit our school and hit our players. And so we just felt that the games are going to be rescheduled. We have two of them already set out of the three because we also lost Minnetonka and Coach Tedzall.
Yep.
Up-and-coming, really good team. And so we will get these rescheduled, but in the meantime, we just had to take a week off of no contact and do the right thing.
So tell me how this works at the high school level, because you talk about A1 influenza, you're talking about COVID. This is a mess all the time, but how do you demand that kids get tested? I don't even know. You know, do they have access to testing at school? What do they have?
Yeah, I'll tell you, with the parent permissions, what we decided to do here at CDH is I took the whole team down in our school van with the parent permission, and we went down and tested at Roy Wilkins because we have, family decisions are made on who's vaccinated, who's not. I don't know that, but what I had to do was be safe as a coach with the 15 guys that I'm in charge of for my varsity team. And so we went down there and took care of business. And then you have to wait the 24 to 48 hours. And that's where we lost the Minnetonka and the Totino Grace game. I wasn't going to jeopardize another community or another school if we had someone test positive. That's just not the right thing to do. And so we had to play the waiting game, and I wanted to be safe. And so that's what we did. I can't, what other communities are doing, I'm not sure. But we got to do the right thing here.
So you already had two positive tests? You brought the team down? Is that when it happened?
A couple of our players on our team, again, did test positive. And then we waited a day, and then we went and did our test. And, again, it hit us like a ton of bricks, and unfortunately, I feel I went to my administration. I'm on that team as well at school here, and we just made a smart decision and put a stop for a week, and hopefully this will help us to be able to participate. And moving forward, we have the whole season ahead of us. I didn't want to have, hopefully, gaps where all of a sudden what's happening in NHL, what's happening in maybe NFL and the NBA, where teams are now, it's really kind of spreading wildfire.
Yeah, here we go again. Now, when you tested, did you have more positives come back off of that?
No, we did not. Thank God.
Okay. And the A influenza that you deal with every year, and we have for years, but obviously it can behave in the same way to an extent. Do you have kids getting tested for that as well, or when they get a negative test for COVID and they still feel not good, then do they extend themselves and get tested for other things? How do you do it?
So I'm telling you, Maxie, the influenza, the community that we have to do, we constantly get tested. My administration team is really good, and we just got to keep it in constant communication so that we can keep everybody and the school doors open.
What a task. I mean, for everybody, every school, et cetera. What have you learned from this that you can share with other coaches, et cetera, having watched it, gone through it, lived it a little bit? What can you tell some of the teachers and coaches out there in other schools? Maybe it hasn't hit them yet, but maybe it's a question of when, not if, you know?
Take it seriously. It's a real thing. And be smart, because as much as I love and want to play and coach basketball, our personal health and our well-being is the most important, and games can be rescheduled or remade, but someone gets sick, someone gets really hurt or whatever in their family. We couldn't live with ourselves hurting other communities, and we've just got to be smart, and I'm glad of what we did, and I hope other folks, do what they have to do in their communities to be smart.
And does the high school league have a protocol? I've lost track because there have been so many rules and regulations, for every league, professional on down. Is there anything that they're saying right now in terms of quarantine or if somebody tests positive?
Yeah, for us, you have the it depends if you're vaccinated or not vaccinated.
Yep.
And if whether you sit out the 7 days or if it's the 10 days, and then just coming back with you got to retest once you've been sitting out. And like for our two players, they stayed at their house. They didn't come to school. They've been at home inside of their rooms, and families have been great to work with, open lines of communication so that it's not spread through our school or through our team. And so it's been hard not having players around, but also that the influenza is just, that's another piece that, yes, we've always had it, but the common cold and flu, and you hit it for a couple of days and then you move on. It's like, it's kind of just been nagging around the communities.
Yeah, all communities for sure, and in different versions of. And so I imagine this is the kind of thing that hits your whole school, and that gets your attention, and then it filters into your basketball team as well. At least that's the way it sounds to other communities that I've talked to.
Yeah, I mean, just, all sports, all communities, all genders, and it doesn't discriminate, right? It attacks anyone and anybody, and I would just say that, Max, we want to play these games.
You want to play bad, yep.
Atmosphere.
By the way, you got a pretty doggone good team there, too. And I would think, I saw Park Center last night. Shakopee looks good. Wyzetta is there, all those things. We mentioned Totino, Grace, Eastridge, Eastview all look pretty good. But it looks like there's at the top end of 4A basketball, Creighton's in the middle of it. There's some really good basketball to be played this year.
I think I said this to you last year or 2 years ago, I can't recall, but there are so many good teams, and anybody on any given night can beat anybody, and that's why you got to play these games, and we will, and other teams will, and I'm just telling you, it's so fun to see what's happening at the University of St. Thomas. It's so fun to see what's happening with the Minnesota Gophers and local talent staying home, homegrown guys committing, because there's so many, not just at the Division I level, but you go watch D3, the talent level of basketball in this state high school is phenomenal.
It is. And I don't know, I think people are starting to understand, but go watch summer games and you'll really see it. You go, oh my God, those kids are all from Minnesota, on one team. Jared, let us look forward to covering you again just in a basketball game soon, but keep doing the right things for the kids. You always do, and we appreciate you very much.
You're the best. I appreciate you, and say hi to H. Lake.
I will do that for sure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.